This is a podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum. For further information, please go to www.rafmuseum.org/podcasts.
This podcast is an edited version of an oral history recording taken from the archives of the Royal Air Force Museum. In it, Squadron Leader Hubert Allen remembers learning to fly at Hendon Aerodrome before the First World War.
Late 1912 or 1913, and I was a motorcycle tester at that time for Humbers Limited of Coventry and also for Triumph Limited. Yeah. And the Excelsior people had among them a rider, George Lee Temple. George Lee Temple was destined afterwards to become the first English aviator who ever flew a machine upside down over English soil. Now, I want to stress that the first Englishman to fly upside down over English soil. Talking to George in Coventry, before he himself took up flying, we'd always discussed the possibility of flying, and one day, when I was on the test circuit for motorbikes, he'd gone. And at the time, I went out two or three days, and the Excelsior, there were very few Excelsiors on test at that time. I think he and one other fellow were the only testers they had. We had a team of four or five, of course, both at the Triumph and at the Humber. Of course, in those days, all motorbikes were individually tested. There was no mass production at all. Mm. All testers tuned and looked after their own troubles until they got the darn things to work. Well, George didn't turn up. And then I heard he'd gone to London to fly. That was the undoing of me. That was the end of it. Completely. Mm.